production of Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom.
In his last adventure, Detective Mark Maron exposed the shadow government. But as punishment, he's been blackballed ever since by all the major clients in town. As we join him now, he's been reduced to taking the lowest detective job in Washington, D.C. Bodyguard for Jeff Gannon.
Okay, Maron. See, three steps behind me as I walk down the supermarket aisle buying peas. You must learn discipline, slave.
Stop calling me that. You're creeping me out.
Tagging after Jeff Gannon and guarding him from vengeful reporters. I couldn't have felt more humiliated if they'd stuck me on the cover of Star in my underwear. My luck was worse than Bush's choice for UN ambassador. That's when a priest approached me near the lettuce bin.
Excuse me, lad, but are you a private detective of some sort?
Mark Maron, private eye, father.
Ah, brilliant. Well, I know someone who's interested in utilizing your services, but perchance you'd have to be willing.
Come here, slave, and sniff this melon.
Any job would be fine. I'm ready now.
We'll be in touch.
Another bum lead. I followed Gannon as he made the clerks uncomfortable and then followed him out to the underground parking lot. Suddenly, a man stepped out of the shadows wearing a trench coat. Without saying a word, he pulled a heater. Next thing I knew... Holy cow. Was I dead? I seemed to be floating above the parking lot. I could see my body lying in a pool of blood. Jeff Gannon was picking up some guy in a Range Rover. Then I headed towards a white light, and at the center sat a bright figure on a fiery throne. Could this be God? And then I heard music. Celestial music.
Wow, that is wild, wild stuff, Mark Maron. So you've been working for Jeff Gannon. I did not know that.
Johnny Carson? You're God?
This is just one of my countless gigs. The earliest one I can remember is Steve Allen. And for a short time in the 70s, I was the lead singer in Santana. I went completely unnoticed. But let's get down to business. Mark, the word on the street is you're available for a job.
That's what the priest was about?
You are good. Mark, I've got a little problem. I need you to find the Antichrist.
Jesus Christ!
Yes?
Oh, sorry, Jesus. I didn't mean you. I meant, holy crap!
Careful with the language, son.
Sorry, God.
Now I'm going to send you back down to Earth. I think you should start with investigating those religious right nuts that have been causing me so much trouble. I'm sick of those brain-dead hillbillies saying they represent me. Now beat it and see what you can come up with.
But what do you need my help? Don't you know everything?
You ask a lot of questions, but I guess that comes with the territory if you're a private dick. I've had a lot on my mind for the last few years. That's probably why I lost track of the Antichrist in the first place. I thought he was in the front yard, but that just turned out to be Buddy Hackett in a sundress roasting marshmallows on Willard Scott. Willard Scott.
Ha! But that line doesn't even make sense.
Willard Scott. The ways of the Lord are mysterious. Or maybe it's just the way I delivered it. Anyway, good luck back on Earth.
Next thing I knew, I jolted awake on an operating table.
Clear! Oh, my God! I'm alive!
You're lucky, son. All three bullets missed every vital organ. There's just one complication. How are you going to pay for all this medical care?
Don't worry. I've got a special client who's going to be taking care of things from now on.
Special client? Yeah, that's funny. Listen, if you can't pay your bill, you're going to have to leave your shoes.
Where will Mark look for the Antichrist? How will he overcome the legions of evil minions who will try to stop him? And why does Jesus talk like that? Find out next week when we hear Jesus say...
May I help you?
That's next week on Mark Maron and the Temple of Doom. And tune in later for the morning's edition radio theater production of News Daddy. When we last left News Daddy, he had taken a bullet meant for Private Eye Mark Maron. We take you now to New York General Hospital, where doctors are holding an impromptu press conference.
Since News Daddy was admitted just a few short weeks ago, he's received thousands of phone calls, cards, telegrams, emails, X-rated photographs, and pairs of panties.
I love you, News Daddy.
We are happy to report that News Daddy or Mr. Gilman's condition has not gotten any worse. He is stable. But unfortunately, he is still in a coma.
Dr. Mr. Gilman is starting to respond. They need you in critical care.
Meanwhile, in News Daddy's hospital room.
Don't die, News Daddy.
He can't hear you. He's in a coma.
I know that. Mind your own damn business. Doctor, look at the monitor. He's beginning to respond.
Give me 10 cc's of adrenaline sulfate, nurse.
And I'll have a Kovacia and your phone number, baby. Or should I just call you Nurse Foxy?
It's a miracle. News Daddy,
I'm Wayne Gilman.
That's coming up later on Morning Tradition Radio Theater.